Wednesday, August 17th, finally made our Lugers run for summer 2022, and gotta tell you, I'm feeling it right now. Not in a good way. It's this moment that it's like, is this even worth it? Especially when a month ago, I'm sure I podcasted about it because it was just that good. When I made my own steak here, that I got the meat from Brian and Cooper, that was better than the steak I ate tonight. Obviously, the point of a steakhouse, which I have noted before, or the point of dining at a steakhouse, is not necessarily for the best meat ever. It's for the experience. There's a feeling, there's a vibe about steakhouses and overindulgence and alcohol and wine and side dishes and potatoes and spinach and that whole deal and the whole thing. Like, that's why you go to a steakhouse, and that's why we still go back to Lugers, even though if you know what you're doing in the kitchen or in the grill or a cast iron, you can make a steak if you have quality meat. You can make a steak just as good as these places. I am 100% confident in that. I know from experience. But nonetheless, we still go. Now I guess it's down to one time a year. And it's enjoyable until that, should I have one more piece? Sure, I'll have one more piece. And then, yes, cheesecake. Okay, we'll have cheesecake. And then you just feel like a total dick, like I do right now. However, I would say, and I'm sure I've said this before, if Peter Lugers has the best of anything in the world, it is their cheesecake. It's not their steak. I know they're known for their steak, but the cheesecake at Peter Lugers is the best cheesecake ever made. And I feel supremely confident in that assessment. Anyway, don't ask me to go to Lugers if you want to hang out in the next 2 weeks, because I'm done. Fuck. I really gotta go run this off in the morning. I'll meet you at the Roslyn track, 7 a.m.